Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hello, and welcome to Ask a Clean Person, the podcast on Acast. I'm Jolie Kerr, a cleaning expert, advice columnist, and author of the New York Times bestselling book, My Boyfriend Barfed in My Handbag, and Other Things You Can't Ask Martha. You should send your questions about cleaning or anything else, really, to joliekerr@gmail.com. I am coming for your tote bags, you guys. Okay, maybe not really. But today, friend of the show, Tim Herrera, is back.
Hello!
He's here to defend the tote bag hoarders of the world.
Team tote bag!
Well, I do my very best to convince you that your tote bag hoarding is out of control.
Don't single me out like this, Jolie.
In fact, I'm so serious about your tote bag hoarding problem that I have brought in the big guns, the specialist guest ever. Anne Lightfoot is here. Hi, Anne. Welcome
Hello.
Back to the show.
Good to be back. Thanks for having me.
Of course. I'm so happy to have you guys here. So, Old long-term listeners of the CleanCast will remember Anne, who was on, I think, one of the first 10 episodes of the show.
Early on.
Anne is the co-founder of Done and Done Home. She is a professional organizer. She works with her daughter, Kate. Kate and Anne were on the show together way back for 4 years ago, something like that. Like 100 episodes.
I was going to say maybe more. it was a while ago.
Actually, well, I was going to say 100 episodes ago. No, like 150 episodes ago.
You've been busy.
I've been recording podcasts like a wild woman. So you guys, I asked Anne if she could come in and join Tim and I today. Tim and I have been working on an article for the New York Times about your tote bag problem. It was ridiculously fun to write. I somehow opened the hell mouth of tote bag Twitter on myself on my first day of vacation a few weeks ago.
Who doesn't want that? Just, you mentioned blowing up on vacation.
Just wondering about tote bags. And so I ended up writing this article, and then I was like, you know, Tim, we should do a clean cast about this because it's a fun topic because people have really, really passionate feelings about their tote bags.
They do, yeah.
They do. And I was like, total long shot. Let me see if Anne can come in. I didn't even tell Tim I was doing this.
Yes, the backstory here. There is a backstory. This is a surprise. This is a birthday surprise to me.
I feel
birthday,
I've been brought in as the judge.
You are.
Here. Okay.
You are.
No, so for the story that Jolie wrote about tote bags, there were just all these like lovely, beautiful little quotes from this woman. And I was like, who is this person? Where did you find this person? And I come into the studio.
In my cabbage patch of people that I keep around me, right?
Like, literally, yes.
I always say this about myself. Like, I'm one of those people who, like, I got a guy for everything.
You know
really what I mean?
Do,
like,
though.
Yeah,
yes.
Like, you, like, I'm the I got a guy
right,
guy,
right?
Right. And so, like, yeah, Anne's one of my I got a guy. It's like.
And here we are. It all worked out.
Here we are. So I am so excited to have Anne here. Anne is like, you guys, I just want to say, like, the beyond just the organizing stuff, like, the wisest person I know.
Oh, Jolie.
And
that's so kind. Thank you.
When we do the bonus episode, I'm going to talk a little bit about this. She gave me this piece of advice that was so life-changing, and I've passed it on. I bet you don't even remember it.
I don't.
But I remember it because it was so profound for me. And I've passed it on to so many people, and it's helped them. And, like, I am just so, so grateful. I know you. And so on the bonus episode, we are going to, like, talk a little bit about that. And I'm going to, like, just get Anne to, like, lay a whole bunch of wisdom on us. If you guys want to listen to the bonus episodes, you can do that by helping to underwrite my show and listening to I don't think we're going to do Chip Chat today. I forgot Chips.
Oh, you forgot Chips.
We're going to do Anne Chat.
Okay, that's what I'm
talking about. Anne Chat's better.
Way better.
Anne Chat's way better. You can become an Ask a Clean Person, the podcast patron, by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson. Your support helps me so much. I have some new patrons, but I didn't write the thanks down. Tim, did you litter on my studio floor?
No, I just looked over my bag and the wind blew it off.
The wind in the studio.
Yeah, there's a nice breeze in
littering
here.
Around the clean person.
I would never.
So chancy.
Dare you to impugn my integrity this
How
way.
How dare you, sir?
I would never. I would never.
All right. Before we get too carried away with dragging Tim for littering in my studio, let us talk about the tote bags, because this is important, and you guys are just really all completely out of control. I'm gonna have Tim read this question from Kate. It's actually not really a question; it's a statement.
Great.
And I actually have something to tell you about it also don't know. This is an episode full of surprises for Tim.
Tim's being blindsided. There you go.
It's every time like this. I come in, I don't know what to expect, and I always sleep depressed.
Every day is an adventure with me.
Okay. All right. Here we go. Actual business here. Kate writes, "I donated 4 bags of various totes before we moved. Super satisfied with myself. Opened up our storage unit to find boxes of totes. We're down to 3 Costco canvas bags of bags. Received 2 totes in the mail today from my aunt. They proliferate in the night." Ugh, boy, I don't
know. Do it!
"Totes like to fuck, and they do not get abortions." Maybe that last line was too much. Mm-hmm. "But seriously, Big Tote is out there churning out product with no consideration of sustainability." You're going to get letters about this one. Take my name out of the show notes for this episode, please.
So the backstory that you actually don't know is that Kate's one of the people I quoted in the article. I
feel like I'm in Inception right now. Like everything's just recursive loop in my life.
Trimmed out some choice sections of that quote.
Well, I'm glad you didn't throw that quote in your draft.
Oh, I did not.
I would have killed the story immediately.
I know you would have. I have to think. You know I like to push every boundary
with you.
But even I wouldn't even try with that. I wouldn't even submit a draft.
But somehow she got it in there.
Yeah, didn't she? I read it live on a podcast. Jeez.
Listen, what's the point of having an independent podcast?
It's true. It's,
you can't make
well, I'm
jokes
glad you're
about
taking advantage of that.
About tote.
Yes. Oh my god.
Tote bag coitus.
No, we're talking about bags here, please. This is a family podcast.
This is not
Julie.
A family podcast.
My sensibilities here.
It is not. All right. So here's where we need Anne. We need Anne to step in and talk to us
and be an adult in the room.
Yes,
please.
Be an adult in the room.
I will be the adult.
Yep. We got to talk. Here are the things. Right. How many totes is too many totes? Why do we hoard them? Why do we do this to ourselves? And how do we break this vicious cycle of tote bag hoarding? Like, it is crazy that she's living this way. It's crazy that she had a storage unit filled with bags of bags.
Okay. Yes. That's crazy. But here's something. I got a little insight today when I was supposed to have a call with my sister. And I said, I'm not available this afternoon. I'm on my way to meet Jolie to talk about tote bags. And she goes, why? And so I explained what we were talking about. And she said, you guys are weird. I mean, New York is just weird. And so it did make me think about this. In New York, they are crucial.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So you got to drop things off. You need both the like shopping bags, right? You got someone's stuff. You're dropping it. You're dropping it to the doorman. You're dropping it. But then the tote bags, like if they're not right, they're just completely wrong. And those should go.
Oh,
yes.
That is so true.
Right?
Oh,
but when you find that balanced, perfect, holds the stuff, I mean, please, you can still like write that you can fold it up and put it in another bag, then you tend to hoard. You don't want to run out of those.
Yeah. It's true. It's true. So I think like let's distill out the most important thing that Anne has said here, which is the wrong tote bags have no place in your life. Please rid yourself of the wrong tote
bag. You know
bag.
The weird ones with the short strap?
Yes.
That you find yourself, you're holding like the queen over your arm?
Yeah, like
whatever.
Like a queen's pocketbook?
They have to go on your shoulder. They you can't have just those.
Right.
Gone. They won't work.
They also have to, I think, be...
I was just going to say, on the other hand, sometimes you need a bunch of totes. I don't know. Like, throw them in the closet. Get them out when you need it. I realize I have an issue with toes.
You know when you try something on, you put it on and you go, nah, and you take it off, and then you put it on, take it off. And we always tell our clients, like, after like 3-4 times, that it goes right in the donate bag. It's never going to be different than it is. Same with the tote bag. It's got to be a winner.
Yeah.
Because they're going to keep coming.
Yeah.
That's true. That's true.
There's no end in sight.
There's no end in sight.
Somehow you ran out your friend or neighbor.
That is what I love about this, though, is like I definitely hoard like bags and things that store stuff in general, because I'm always like, I literally carry like cardboard boxes like with me apartment to apartment, because I'm like, well, you know, maybe I'm going to like need a bunch of boxes. Mm-hmm. And I act as if it's like difficult to acquire a bag or a box.
Because there's no liquor stores with boxes. Yeah. And there's no.
And I fully realize this, but like, I'm still, you know, you never know. I don't know.
No, you know. You actually
know. What? You do. You do know.
Can you please tell him? He won't listen to me anymore.
You truly do know. It always starts out with people saying like that there's a lot of that, and there's different things that people hold on to. And it always starts out with, you never know. And they go, yeah, you pretty much do. You do. Let's see what you got. And so what we always do is like gather all those totes together and shop your totes. Like choose your top 10 and you go like, that's a lot of totes. The other 70 can go.
Yeah.
Right?
I love that. Shop your totes. Make it fun.
The best ones, those awesome ones, the ones that you like, if a friend goes like, can I just throw this in here and take it? And you're like, no, actually.
Yeah, that's my favorite tote. No, take this. No, take this one.
Take this one with the short handle. I just got it yesterday. You go home on the subway like the queen. None of that for me. Thanks.
All right. So I also want to talk a little bit about sort of why we hoard them. Because, I mean, first of all, we hoard them because you never know. Like, we all know that. And once you know that you're in that mindset, you can handle that mindset. You can tell yourself, like, oh, wait, no. I do actually know. I know that I'm not going to need 70 tote bags. Mm-hmm. This is not going to happen. Like one of the quotes I originally used that I had to cut, because I had all quotes from people in New York, and Tim was like, I fast one. I knew you were going to complain about the fact that they were all New Yorkers, but I left them in by, here's what I told myself. Here's the lie I told myself.
Okay.
I'm a New Yorkers with thoughts on tote bag hoarder, yeah, quote hoarder. Here's the lie I told myself. Well, it's the New York Times.
I knew that's what you were going to say.
I was like, it's the little local
international
paper.
News outlet with presence in every country in the world.
So Tim sent me back to the drawing board to replace some of my quotes, but they weren't all from New Yorkers. But one of the original quotes that I had used was from a gal who was, it was a funny quote. She was joking. She was like, you know, I kind of know, like, I only use 4 of them regularly, but like, you never know when you're going to need to pack up all of your things at once and carry them out. And I was like, yes, okay.
In the middle of the night.
Right.
Valid point.
Yes, because that is, of course, the way that you would pack up all your belongings. With a sensible approach would be to put them all, everything in tote bags.
Yeah,
700 tote bags. So hopefully, sort of once you've got this idea that like you do know that you will not need them, you can like start to like answer that weird voice in your head that's telling you that. Let's also understand a little bit about why we do hoard them in the first place, because you had some really interesting insights into like all of the different little factors that feed into our tote bag hoarderism.
Well, what's interesting is that we, of course, see people holding on to stuff all the time, and we refer to our clients who hold on as holder honors, not hoarders, because it immediately thinks bugs.
Yeah.
Right. Mm-hmm. And so you just go like,
also, I should say, in fairness, it's probably not appropriate and right for me to use the term hoarding in such a flip way, because it is a serious thing, and people really do suffer from hoarderism. And so like, it's probably not the best thing for me to like just be throwing that term around. So I'm going to be a little more careful about that.
And so holder honors is a little bit kinder, especially
teachable moment. Tim is smirking at me.
We won't hoard that word, but let's move on.
So we are often dealing with people who live together, partners, spouses, families, what have you. And usually there is one person who is a holder honor. It might even be a child. It's very, very interesting. And it is a way of being. And when I first started organizing, I had my own judgments about like how things could be or should be, even as regards tote bags. Like, it should be like this. You should have one bag and it should fit this many in there. But I've learned a lot over the many years of doing this. And holding on to things always has a reason behind it. And so the thing to do is to sort of, as best you can, look at that reason, but you can't always. That's the way humans are put together. You can't really understand it. But when you're with another person, is to not be like judgy about it. Just go like, what's going on here? And when you pull them all together and then shop your totes or anything that you own, coffee cups, clothes, whatever the things are, people have all sorts of things they hold on to, and you put them in a group, there really will be some that you like better than others. And so you don't have to get into like the huge, crazy, like, what can get rid of these tote bags? I can't, right? To your partner, spouse, roommate, whoever. But you really can choose the better ones, right? And they will keep coming. And so I think a lot of times the holding on has to do with a fear that they won't keep coming. Mm-hmm. And so if you just say like, okay, I'll get rid of 10% and see how we go, mm-hmm. right? It's a very little bit. 10% of anything's a little bit, but it does make a difference and it puts you in that direction. And so then you are, there you are, examining them and going like, I love this one. This one's great, right? And you have your reasons. And yeah. So then you end up keeping the better ones and getting rid of the ones that you don't really use.
Yeah. Yeah. I think that's great. All right. So the breaking the cycle thing, one of the things that you said to me was that one of the problems with tote bags is that so often they're free.
Yes.
And it seems irresistible to say to, you know, like refuse a free thing. But you can refuse a free thing, you guys.
You can refuse a free thing and all the things in it.
Mm-hmm.
Right? When you get those free totes, they often have stuff in them. And you're mm-hmm. like, okay. And I've done many homes where there's tote bags that were never unpacked. Mm-hmm. Right? They were gift bags. They were whatever. And there they are.
Yep. Yeah,
so it's the bag the and the stuff. Yeah. Right?
I was thinking about that. I have so many of those in my house right now.
Yeah. Right? And so when you start unpacking that stuff, then you go like, oh, God. Right? It's the stuff. It's the tote. It's whatever. And the free aspect of it, you know, that's the other thing. When you think about it being free, you know, when you get things together that you're going to donate and you have some stuff and you're taking it to Goodwill or Housing Works or something. And the idea that someone's going to jump all over those tote bags, like, oh, my God, I'm so glad I found these. So then you got to ask yourself if you're that guy.
No, no, no. Too much pullback. I don't want to.
Because you could get them for very little money if you needed them.
You guys, Tim is sweating right now.
I wasn't ready for this. This is too much. I just want to talk about cleaning shoes. Come on, can you pivot real quick?
Michael, it's shoe time. Okay. This is all very helpful. You also provided the perfect seg into talking about what to do with all these tote bags that you do not need, you're not going to use. You've shopped your totes. You've picked out your 10 best that you love, love, love. You've got 70 more that you don't love, love, love.
Let's say you keep another 10. Let's just say, let's go crazy.
Sure. Right?
Which I know people go like, wait, I thought you helped people get rid of things. Well, yeah, I helped you get rid of 50.
Yeah.
That's
yeah,
a lot, right?
Absolutely.
So you keep your 20 and you get them into one or two tote bags and you put them in the bottom of your front hall closet. We all know where they are. You find them easily.
Yeah.
There they are.
Yeah, there they
right?
are.
So you've got your tote bags. And then you, with the rest, this is what we've learned over years of donating. The donate places are overwhelmed, right? We are all being crazy. And we have all this stuff, and we get kind of smug when we drop it off there.
Oh, yeah.
Right? Again, no one is just hankering for your old totes. But they may use them. They may textile recycle them.
Yes.
And indeed. So that's probably what happens.
Indeed.
And they're going to be made into more totes.
Right. That's how they proliferate in the night. Yeah, exactly. Okay. There are, however, some good places to donate tote bags that will want tote bags. I've got them.
Let's hear it.
I've got them. You're going to like this one, actually. The first is, if you donate food to food pantries, soup kitchens, food banks, etc., pack those food, you know, canned food, dry mm-hmm. goods, excuse me, pack that stuff up in your totes, donate the tote. A lot of times the food banks want the totes because they want to be able to pass them on to the people who are coming to the food banks.
I love that.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
So that's
okay.
A great, 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 great way to go. You can also just donate stacks of totes to food banks. So just go.
And they will use them for other people.
They will use them. They will
this use is
them.
Great to know. This is super helpful.
They will use them. They will be very happy for it. Another thing to look out for, I actually didn't even realize this, it makes total sense though, is that a lot of supermarkets have food bank boxes. And the idea behind the food bank box is like you go to the supermarket, you buy, you know, two extra cans of green beans and you put them in the food bank box and blah, blah, blah. And a lot of times also those food bank boxes will take tote bags for the exact same reason that.
And then they're right there on your journey.
Yes.
I mean, let's be honest.
Yeah. Go, pull that car up. Open that trunk. I know what your trunks look like. I've seen them. And just donate all of those. That actually brings me to important. The second segment, we're talking about cleaning tote bags because this is so I'm still me. Still got to do this thing to you. But one really
that's why I came today because I wanted to hear how you do this.
Yeah, we're gonna talk about ironing tote bags. I'm gonna talk about starch.
Steam,
oh yeah,
all of it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
We're gonna do all of it. I'm gonna say this now. I'm gonna say it about 500 more times before the end of the show. You guys, if you are using tote bags for food, like your grocery tote bags that mm-hmm. you're using, that we're all using these days because we're all virtuous and plastic bags are being outlawed. You have to clean those. You all are going to die of salmonella. Yes. Oh, yes. Like, I just saw, like, the light bulb go on over Tim's head.
Well, I'm just trying to think of, like, I definitely use totes, but I'm trying to think of how many times I've washed them.
You never have, Tim. I know you.
Again, how dare you impugn my integrity, Jolie?
Because I've met you. I know all of you. The thing is, it's not just Tim. Tim's a stand-in for the everyman in this program. All of you are doing this. It makes me furious. Okay, a couple other places to donate tote bags. First of all, if you are donating to places like Housing Work, Goodwill, blah, 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 put the clothes in the tote bags.
Yes, that's
and
perfect.
Just there's your drop off.
I did that last time I donated.
Yeah.
It was great.
How many tote bags did you get rid of?
Maybe like 4 or 5.
Congratulations.
I only had like 60 left. It was great.
Just whittling down that.
Yeah, I got there. Yeah.
I do always keep a tote bag in my closet because when that the on off of the like, do I want this to it, it goes right in there.
Yeah.
And yep. then that tote bag goes out. And I'd love to tell you that I just take one tote bag and I'm that virtuous person who I one time saw coming up the street with one tote bag. And I wanted to interview her like, how? I'm the person who pulls up and they've got all the stuff.
Yeah.
Right? Whether it's clients or mine, it's still a lot.
Yep. Yeah. I mean, listen, stuff happens, right? Other places for donating. Short-term shelters. Because oftentimes people are coming and going. A lot of times they're coming with belongings in plastic bags. Those short-term shelters will take tote bags because they can hand them to a person who's leaving the next day and at least upgrade to something a little bit more sturdy.
This is fantastic.
See?
Yes, I'm so happy. Now I can give better advice on what to do with them.
I got more.
Oh, keep going.
Just you wait, Anne. Libraries, senior centers, and preschools.
We'll all take them.
Here's the thing. Any place that you're going to donate anything to ever, this is a blanket statement, please call first and ask them if they want what you would like to donate.
And be specific about what you're donating.
Yes.
They do want to know.
They want to know. And if they don't want it, please don't do it to them. These people work very, very, very hard. And we do this. This is natural and it's understandable and it's not really okay, but it's okay because it's not the end of the world. But please try not to see donation spots as a dumping ground for things that you can't handle actually parting with. Right. Donation is like a step for people. It's like a crutch for people who can't actually get rid of things as it allows you to tell yourself that it's going to some greater good. So it's very, very hard to break that mindset. And a lot of times it's very helpful for people to get rid of things by thinking that it's going to go someplace useful. And that's okay if that's what you need. But please call first or check the website and see what they need. So this is true of any of these places. But generally speaking, yes, libraries, senior centers, preschools, all those places are going to be happy to have a little stack of tote bags because they are giving things out, especially preschools is a great one because a lot of times kids have disasters during the day and need like a full change of clothes and the other clothes need to go in something and an old tote bag is.
My mind is racing. I suddenly was like liquor stores.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right. We could leave our tote bags there and then other people could just carry all their booze home in it.
Yeah. Seriously. I mean, ask the liquor stores if they want them. You want them?
Love it.
Yeah. There is an organization called Bags for Kids where you can donate old tote bags. There are lots of organizations like that. That's another one where kids who are in transient environments for one reason or another, oftentimes their things do get bagged up in, you know, garbage bags and so on and so forth, and it feels terrible. And so there are charitable organizations. Bags for Kids is one. CASA is actually one. That was my sorority charity.
What is it? It's
called CASA, C-A-S-A.
Oh.
Court-appointed special advocates. They do, as part of their charity work, they hand out these, like, the sorority girls design the tote bags. This is literally, yes. See, I'm giving you a gift, Tim.
You are.
You can mock
you
me for this.
You do your share in the universe. It's lovely.
You can mock me for
it's beautiful.
Until the end of time for this one. Jolie, the sorority girl tote bag designer. But they do these cute bags for the kids, and so that, again, their stuff, you know, isn't in garbage bags. So that feels terrible. So those are some options. Here is another one. This is actually someone tweeted this at me, and I saw it a bunch.
Yeah.
Use them as gift bags.
Oh.
Use them as gift bags.
Yeah.
Yeah. Tie a little ribbon on the handles, put a little gift in them, and, you know, just be like, hey, I'm...
You're saving up, but you're like double virtuous.
Exactly, right?
And then someone else has, you know, had a tote bag operate in their home,
right? Yeah.
What if it's your birthday and everybody brings you a tote bag?
That's going to be what
every person's birthday.
I was just going to say, I am so royally screwed on my birthday this year. Like, CleanCast listeners are going to be shipping the tote bag. Enraged New York Times readers are going to be, like, flooding the office with tote bags. It's great. You know, here's the thing.
I have so many for you.
I don't work in the office. They're all going to come to you.
This time I'll make the effort to send them your way. This is coming
for you. No, let's like, saddle them with people we hate. I'll have a whole list. So I can list of names.
Perfect.
Okay, and here's the very last one. So Anne mentioned that a lot of times places like Housing Works, when they get like your stack of tote bags that no one wants, they end up sending them to you know, scrap recycling, fabric recycling kind of places. There are also there is a program that Chico Bags does called the Pay It Forward Recycling Program. They will take any old bags, doesn't matter the condition. And they will either recycle them or they will clean. If they're still serviceable, they'll clean and donate them to people in need. So
there are so many bag-based donation organizations.
Clearly a problem.
We're already here are 30 different organizations.
Right. The good news is that your tote bags are much more highly donatable than you think they are. So
yeah, those sound like great options.
Yeah. And I, you know, I especially really, really love the food bank one. Also because I kind of hope that maybe it encourages some people to, like, open the pantry up, take out those 3 cans of green beans that they are never going to eat, put them in a tote bag, kill 2 birds with 1 stone.
You
could clean out your pantry. You got rid of a tote bag. You've done a good deed. I just think this is going to be great for
everyone. 3 birds.
3, yeah, 3 birds.
3 birds.
Beautiful.
This is great. All right, so this is a good time for us to take a quick break. Tim, Ann, and I will be right back with more about your tote bags. We're going to talk about cleaning them. This is Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Welcome back to Ask a Clean Person podcast. I'm Jolie Kerr, and I'm joined by Tim Herrera and Anne Lightfoot. We've been talking about tote bags
and virtue. Giving back to the world.
And birds and stones and all that, yeah.
And tote bag coitus. So I just had to say it one more time. Sorry, I'm so
Can't let it go.
when have I ever in the history of ever let anything go?
I know who I'm dealing with. I don't know what I expect.
I'm the holder honor of
It's good we learned a new term today. That's great. Inconspicuous.
I was proud of myself for just using it. I actually did take a beat. I was like, nope. Maybe don't use like the problematic term.
A linguistic holder honor.
Yeah.
Right? Language holder honor or something like that.
Yeah. The thing is, I think, like, here's the thing. I could have edited that whole part out, right, where I was, like, not thinking and using a term that I probably don't really want to be thinking about. But I don't want to edit it out. I want to have you guys hear me, like, correct myself and be like, oh, wait, that's actually not that cool. I'm not going to do that.
We're watching you grow as a person.
That's right.
In real time.
That's right. All right, let's talk about cleaning.
There we go.
Yay! That's
what
we're mostly
here. Hand motion start.
The
Julie
excited
clapping.
Yay! I actually weirdly like love washing my tote bags. I get like real jazzed
well,
about it.
Yeah. What?
Weirdly, I love
Joey
cleaning.
Joey Care despises cleaning.
All right, Tim, I have another question for you to read. This is from one of our people.
One of our people.
Yeah, when you read the first line, you'll understand why I left it in.
Right. Okay. Patricia writes, "Hello, I was just reading your How to Clean Your Refrigerator article in the New York Times." Oh, a Times
I know.
Reader. That's so great.
Well, I picked it for that reason because I was like, oh, like this is one of our smarter living people. And the How to Clean a Refrigerator article was so, that was like one of our first things that we
it
did.
It was very early on.
It was our first
was
holiday.
It, winning?
It was our first holiday together too.
It continues to do. People love that story.
It's like, you know, everyone needs to clean the refrigerator and it was a fun one to write.
Chock
and, like,
full of great advice.
There is good advice in
much
it.
Much like all the stories you can find at nytimes.com/smarterliving. Subscribe to the newsletter. All right, back to Patricia.
Tim loves newsletter feedback, by the way.
Yes. All right, Patricia, one cleaning challenge I could use help with is how to remove soot from canvas. I'm out in Colorado, which is my home state, greatest place in the world, and after a camping trip, I tossed a soot-covered frying pan into my beloved L.L. Bean canvas tote. I haven't been able to remove all the soot, and now I'm afraid to use it because I don't want the soot to end up on other fabrics. Any ideas? I would be eternally grateful. Thanks, Patricia in Colorado.
Oh, wow. That is really ask a clean person. That is like straight up your alley. That
hits every note. The LLB photo.
The
reuse. I just love it. I also really love that she like stopped, dropped, and rolled herself out of using putting anything else in there lest the soot transfer. Like, that's smart.
Yeah, yeah.
She's got it all. And I have help. Okay, so let's talk generally about tote bags. So there are sort of, I think, three categories of totes, right? There are the thin cotton totes, your everyday totes.
Uh-huh.
There are the heavy canvas ones, the L.L. Bean Boughton totes. And then there are those outlier ones that are kind of the grocery totes, the TJ Maxx bag totes, like the Trader Joe bag totes. Some of those are fabric-y. Some of them are plastic-y. Let's save all of those. We'll call them grocery totes. We're going to save that for a minute. Most of those tend not to be machine washable, so that's why I want to save it and talk about this separately. Also, I want to fearmonger. Saving the best for last. But the first two, the thin canvas tote or the thin cotton totes and the heavy canvas totes, those are machine washable. Machine washable. I come bearing great news for everybody.
Wonderful.
Easy.
Don't they go funny?
They go a little funny.
Okay.
They go a little funny.
But
Tim,
there's a solution to that.
Would you like to tell the people?
this is in the story that Julie wrote. And like what was most vivid about Julie's description. So when the big heavy canvas totes get like misshapen or get screwed up in the wash, I remember you wrote a line.
This was the thing I threatened you over. I was like, if you edit this out.
After you. Oh, that's what I was thinking. I was thinking more about like after you take it out of the wash, you reshape it and then you like, I forget what the term is, but it was like you need to punch it back into shape. It just felt very aggressive. Like, we're talking about totes here. Don't be punching your totes, but I guess
that
works.
No, punch your totes. And that's actually maybe one of the reasons I like so especially love washing a tote is that I get to beat the tar out of it when I'm done.
I also did not realize that the L.L. Bean tote had such a deep and rich history in American culture.
Oh.
Like, I knew it was like...
That's because he's not from New England.
But I knew it was like a thing. But mm-hmm. like, after a certain, like, because of the story, I was like Googling a little bit and whoo, this thing like has like a cult like following. It's uh-huh. crazy. Uh-huh. Like, I just thought it was, yeah, this is the LLB tote. Everyone, yeah, whatever. No.
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 They're a big
deal. Serious business.
Yep. They're a big deal.
I did not know. They
started out as ice carriers.
Ice carriers.
Yeah, that was what it was originally designed
Everyone has
for.
Has their favorite color, and then different families have different ones.
Yep. Yeah.
I had no idea.
Every single one of the monogrammed. Love them. Yeah.
Now I know.
Long handles, shorter handles.
Wait, but what was the... What was
so, the so here's...
I can't recall the specific term.
So I, in describing what happens when you launder, especially the heavy canvas ones,
right.
The cotton ones will come out a little funny, but that's very easily fixable. I'm going to talk about that in just a second. But the canvas one, heavy canvas ones, when they come out of the wash, they will come out like a family pet that's been buried in Stephen King's pet cemetery. It'll resemble its former self, but it won't be quite the same.
Ever?
Yeah, ever. They're going to change. They are going to change. Now, I personally feel that they improve from having been washed. And I'll tell you what exactly happens. I just have to tell you also, like, the fact that I was able to make a Stephen King joke about an iconic Maine bat, like, I was that.
It was layers.
It was layers, and I was very, very, very excited, and I hope Stephen King sees it. I actually have a friend who, here's like a humble brag for you, right? Stephen King is a huge fan of one of my friends.
Oh.
And so I am going to send her the article when it comes out and be like, can you send this to Steven? Just because I think he'll be very tickled by it.
Oh,
I think
sure.
he'll be very, very
but
tickled by it. So, okay, let's talk about the L.L. Bean because we're on this kick. So to wash an L.L. Bean boat and tote, you're going to put it in the washing machine. If you have a washing machine, you guys hear me say this all the time. I know, I'm sorry. If you have a washing machine with a center agitator, this may not be like the best. But if you have a front loader or a top loader that doesn't have the center agitator, machine washing is like totally the way to go for L.L. Bean boat and totes. Put them in their own load. Don't wash them alongside everything else. They're heavy. They're oddly shaped. They will just like don't wash them alongside like your fancy lingerie. Your fancy lingerie will not survive the journey.
What we're about to do.
So wash them on their own. The bags, both the cotton ones and the canvas ones, do really benefit from getting a pretty heavy pre-treatment spray before you put them in the wash. Most bags tend to be dirty with actual dirt and grime. Therefore, you want one of your enzymes. You want yours out, your crud cutter, sports stain remover. One of those bad boys will do great. Pay attention to these two points. The corners of the bag, because when you're putting bags down all the time, the corners get really, really filthy. And obviously the bottom. And also the handles where your grubby little hands are grabbing it.
Mm-hmm.
That also, your grubby little hands are also creating protein stains. So the enzymes are the way to go. Yes. I know this because I have grubby little hands all over everything. Cold water, air dry. Now, here's the thing about the fisticuffs. When the bag comes out of the wash, you are going to feel very upset about the state that the bag is in. The bag is going to look real mangled. It is also, because it's now wet, heavy canvas, it's going to be stiff. It's going to be cranky with you. You are going to have to essentially punch the bag back into its shape. It's the only way I can describe how to do this.
It's so violent.
I'm sorry.
You describe this bag as cranky at us. I feel like there's some issues emerging with this.
There are some issues, but this is it. So you're basically going to you're going to fist the bag.
Oh, gee, okay.
Okay. There. So no, you're going to use your fist to basically like punch the bag back into shape by punching the interior until it reshapes itself. The handles you can kind of like just they'll go back into their handly shape without too much of a fight. It's really the body of the bag that's like, you know, blah blah. Then you want to air dry it. So start by air drying it. Put it bottom side down, let it dry. Once it's pretty much dry, the handles will be pliable at this point. Push them out away from the bag and flip the bag onto its top so that the bottom can air dry.
Right.
It probably will take about 12 hours depending on climate, temperature, all that stuff. If you can put it near a fan, that'll go faster. If you can put it near an open window. If you do want to dry it outside, that's fine. Just be aware that if you dry it in direct sunlight, it will probably fade. And then here is the last thing about it. The bag will not be the same. The texture of the bag is going to change the first time you wash it. I like it because the bag becomes, once it dries, it becomes softer and more pliable. When you get an L.L. Bean Boat & Tote fresh, it's very, very stiff and structured. And once you wash it, the canvas loosens up. I like that.
A little malleability that works for you.
Yeah. But it also is going to look more weathered. Now, I also am of the opinion that the L.L. Bean Boat & Tote should look weathered.
It adds character.
It looks legit.
Some personality in there.
Exactly. Exactly. But do know that, like, if you want a fresh and pristine looking L.L. Bean Boat & Tote, then washing isn't going to be good for you. That's not going to be the thing to do. You're basically going to have to, like, I mean, you're going to have to not hand wash it in like the typical like submerge it sense. You're going to have to take
like
a sudden,
wash.
You're going to have to swab it. Yeah, exactly. Okay. The thin cotton totes. Same thing. Cold water. Don't wash them in hot water. They'll shrink. They'll be doll bags. Don't put them in the dryer. They will definitely shrink. Air dry them. When they come out, they also are going to not be as structured and I mean, they're not that stiff to begin with because they're lightweight cotton. But you guys know what I mean when I'm saying like they are going to come out looking a little bit more broken in, I guess. If they also will be probably quite wrinkled. Now, many of you, most of you, will not give a fig about a wrinkled tote bag.
I ruined mine. I'm listening to you carefully, and my favorite tote, it got dirty. I washed it. I think I washed it in hot because it was dirty.
See, that's
okay?
Where...
Was this a favorite tote?
It was a favorite tote. It was a pure yoga tote. It was my favorite. And I just... Nope.
So that's where the heavy spray of the enzyme comes in, because that lets you wash in cold water but still get those stains.
You're a genius. Why didn't I call you first?
I know. Why didn't I have my number, literally?
I was like thinking.
Oh, no. Okay. Most of you won't care about the wrinkles. And you know what? I envy you. I would love to live a life in which I was unconcerned about wrinkles in my tote bag. Unfortunately,
you know,
I'm me.
As we're talking about this, it occurred to me that literally in my apartment right now, we have a couple of totes sitting on drying rack drying out, and they're wrinkled as shit. And, like, I could
you
not
didn't
care
choose,
less.
Oh, would you choose them?
Oh, yeah. Wait, what?
You would take them. You'd use them.
Oh, yeah, totally. Yeah, it's a wrinkled tote, you know? Who, like... it's a tote.
He's like Mr.
Honestly,
Easy Breezy.
Like,
I could never.
Care less?
I truly could never.
No one's judging you about the wrinkle ability of your tote here.
Let's hope.
Not no one.
Wow. Oh my goodness. I mean, are we getting an ironing totes?
Yeah.
Like, that to me seems like crazy person behavior.
It is
like,
crazy person behavior.
So we tend to all be in the same club, so no judgment.
Yeah. Ironing tote bags. Oh, yes. Chili, raise your hand.
Present and accounted for, Mr. Herrera.
I mean, you, like, okay.
I don't know.
To each their own. We all, you know, we're all a little crazy our own way.
So, and, like, that's basically what I wrote in this Times article. I was like, if this doesn't bother you that it's wrinkled, but please, by all means. Did you not
That's
edit?
Great.
You edited this, Tim.
I'm excited to see that.
You're really going to love
publishing. That sounds great.
Really, really love this article, Tim.
This
I feel like you're going to learn a lot from it.
Look that up, man.
But I did acknowledge that, like, some people are bothered that, you know, the tote comes out not looking the way that it looked when it went in. And the solution, if it does bother you, that's okay. If it doesn't bother you, that's okay too. Like, I'm not telling anyone you have to iron your tote bags. I just want you to know that if a wrinkled tote bag is going to bother you, you may iron your tote bag. It will restore its good looks. Use a medium heat iron. It's cotton. You can probably go up higher. Just be careful of not scorching it because it is thin cotton. So you just want to be a little bit careful of that. One other thing to say about the ironing process. If you have a tote bag that has any kind of like design on it.
Mm-hmm. One of those logos.
Logos. Mm-hmm. Be very careful as you're ironing that logo that it's not plastic and you're not melting it.
Because then we'd have to talk about cleaning the iron.
There's a whole other thing. Well, cleaning an iron is easy. That's just
that's a whole other podcast.
That's just Adobe pad. That's easy.
Trusty Adobe pad.
Trusty Adobe pad.
Fixes all our problems.
It really does fix. I just bought a three pack the other day. I have two big articles for the Times that I'm supposed to be working on. So instead, I'm polishing all of my stainless steel pots and pans right now.
Yeah, that's a great use of time.
I'm ruminating.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
it's the creative process.
Mulling over some ideas.
Ironing, just be aware of the decals and stuff like that. If you do think that you have a decal that might be melty, you can put what's called a pressing cloth over. A pressing cloth is basically just a lightweight towel. It's a layer of protection. Yeah, it's a towel. You do read my stuff. I can't believe of all the things you've retained, pressing cloth is the one. Like, I would not have pegged that one at all.
You don't know me.
No, I do. One other thing to say, because I love it, and we don't really use it so much anymore. It's really fallen out of favor, but it's a great little product. Starch is really, really great, especially for tote bags, because it will help to one, make the ironing process go much faster, and also starch. So if you guys don't know what starch is, it's basically a spray. It is actual starch. That you put on textiles before you iron them, and it adds...
It's magic.
It is magic. It adds... basically, it adds stiffness to the fabric. And it also will basically create a coating that helps to sort of repel wrinkles as you're using the bag or whatever else it is that you're using starch on. So,
sure you don't want to iron yours?
You know, I'm just not sold. I don't get it.
Starch is the thing that makes me love iron. I don't love ironing, but I love using starch. And so when I use starch, I love ironing.
You know what? I do love ironing. I think it's very satisfying to like run over the cloth and see the wrinkles disappear.
And it changes right there. And it doesn't immediately go wrong. Like you clean your kitchen and then someone right away uses it.
Yeah.
It's horrible.
Every Saturday I do that. Every Saturday I'm like... Oh, I'll deep clean the kitchen. And Saturday night, I was like, I'll make a pot of red sauce.
Done.
Great. Good job, Jules.
But it is true that the ironing just stays ironed. Yeah. That's it.
So satisfying.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. All right. Speaking of satisfying, let's do some fear-mongering.
Oh, here we go.
You guys, your grocery bags.
Is that we're all going to die of E. coli?
I have to say, I never even thought of this. Did you?
Of using totes for groceries?
No, that they would be dirty.
Oh, I mean, I feel I've probably thought about it at some point. But,
yeah, they're really, really bad. There's
I didn't do anything about it, obviously, but
there's like a fear mongery study that I linked to in the Times article. Basically, like every single one of your grocery totes is just filled with bacteria that's going to kill you.
It will kill you.
Yeah, it's going to kill you.
So and it's then, like you get the salmonella in there from the chicken packet. And then you throw the red pepper in the bag, and then you eat it without washing it in your car because you're hungry.
Yeah. Yep, pretty much.
Okay.
Yep, that's exactly
it. And then you
die. Yeah, and then you die.
That's a way to go out.
Here's the thing, though. Let's actually back this train up and be a little serious for 1 second. If you guys listened to the episode a couple of weeks ago called Shit Happens, Lizzie O'Leary... Hero to the show, talked about pooping her pants.
Oh, right.
Because she had E. coli. Like, you guys, you don't want E. coli. You will poop your pants.
If that's worse than death.
If that's not reason enough to wash your totes, I don't know what is, right?
So everybody wash your totes. Now, here's the thing. With the those sort of fabric-y and those sort of plasticky. Totes. The fabric-y ones probably can survive the washing machine, provided, again, it's not one of the ones with the center agitator, which will just shred them. But if you, a lot of them, you know, are sort of so thin, they might not be, like, they might not survive the machine. And so just sort of use your judgment call on whether or not you think this thing will survive the machine. If you don't think it will, here's how to clean it. all-purpose spray and paper towels or Clorox wipes. You don't need to use, you don't need to bleach them. You don't need to go crazy. Soap and water really works just fine. I'm working on a story about contagions because my life is a unceasing pageant of interesting professional
contagions. Okay,
yes, contagions. Yeah. And as part of it, I've been interviewing a lot of pediatricians, and I have asked every single one of them. I know Tim's now nodding because he's like, "Oh, I know this one. Story. Okay, oh, yeah, that story. Yeah.
It's disgusting.
It's
but
really,
yes.
really gross.
Important, but disgusting.
It is important, but disgusting. And I'm really excited to do it because I think it's going to really help a lot of parents." And hopefully even some non-parents. But one of the things that every single doctor has said to me is soap and water is just fine. You parents do not need, you don't need to be bleaching everything. You don't need to be hand sanitizing everything. Soap and water works just fine. So don't overthink your disinfecting products. It's important to actually do the cleaning. It's much less important what you use for the disinfecting. Soap and water is just fine. So
you know what? Can I say?
Yes.
My before I met you, this is one of the impacts Jolie Care has had on my life. Before I met you, I was totally obsessed with, I was one of those people where I thought, to get something actually clean, you needed to disinfect. You needed to have all the wipes and the bleach and the whatever, the sprays and everything. But you do, you do harp on this a lot. Soap is fine. Yep. Just use some soap.
Soap
as long
is really
as you're
good.
Washing it well, you're fine, dude.
Yep.
I had no idea. Change, but literally, yeah.
Yeah.
Great.
Saving lives.
Out here.
Yeah.
Jolie, should we be using one sort or one brand or one, I don't mean a specific that you would say, but that we own for the meat and the things that would potentially make grossness in our bags? Do you see what I mean? So that if you were only, because if you have to wash it, how often do you have to wash it? And do you just wash that one or two that carries the chicken and the meat?
Yeah. I mean, listen, if you, realistically, even in my own life, I'm compulsive, but I wouldn't even be so compulsive as to have the dedicated bag for meat and the dedicated bag for produce. If you,
I'm thinking E. coli and pooping one's pants.
Yeah.
So I'm sort of thinking, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
I mean, if you, that's definitely one way to go. For sure, that's absolutely a great option. I mean, it's the idea, same idea of having the one cutting board you use for meat and the one you use for vegetable and all that stuff. I don't do that in my real life. I have the color coded ones and I don't even follow them. I'm just like, oh, whatever. But I know some people do and it works for them. And so certainly that's one option. The answer to how often you should be washing the bags is a lot more often than you are.
Which is never.
More than zero times.
You know, it's one of those things that it's hard to quantify because everybody's some people go to the grocery store once a month. Some people go once every other day. So it really depends on usage. But I would say you guys are going to kill me for this. But I would say probably try to be washing them after every use.
If it had chicken.
If it had chicken. Yeah.
I'm sticking to the one bag.
And what I mean by washing, I mean just, grab the paper towel and the Formula 409 and just spray and just give it a quick. That's all I mean. This is a 30-second operation. Mm-hmm. It's just that you do have to remember to do it. And I know that's the hardest. That's the barrier to entry.
Yeah.
Is the remembering and the actually, because you're like, ah, I don't, it's another thing. But it's actually a really very easy thing.
We could
thing.
Maybe write a little jingle about E. coli when you're putting the bags away and 409, and we could just work all those things in.
Yeah, I mean, here's the thing. You're going to do a lot more cleaning if you poop your pants.
A lot more. You're going to be on it.
Yeah, that's, yeah. So, I don't know, do the math. but yeah, you should be washing them pretty often. And the other thing is, the thing, this is also a really important thing to say, especially about the grocery bag ones. There is a lifespan to these things. Eventually they get ratty and they get worn out and you don't have to hold on to them forever and ever. You can send them to the recycling programs. You can, wash them and use them to donate food. But once they start looking like they're falling apart, they're probably infested with all kinds of nasty bacteria and just part ways with it. Here's the thing. You have 69 more.
Exactly. Right.
Always.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, on that note, I managed to work in a 69 joke.
I wasn't going to say anything, but sure. Here we are.
I'm just having having a good day. I don't know what you're living say. Your best life. I am living my best life. It's not a good week, weirdly. I don't know why.
Oh, good for you.
Maybe because it's like finally feels
it's
like
nice out.
Finally
is that
nice
what you're
out.
Say? It's beautiful.
Beautiful. It's beautiful
yeah.
out. Beautiful.
Perfect.
I've got
day.
My got
incredible.
My,
I didn't even wear a coat. That's how brave I thought. So nice. I feel good about it.
I got my new pom pom socks on and my new tree torns.
Currently,
and, yes.
Oh.
Yes.
Oh, they're
ready
very
for
cute.
Summer.
I scotch guarded my tree torns today.
Oh, right.
Yep. So yeah, things are all, it's all coming up, Jolie, you guys. please get rid of a tote bag. Do it yeah. for me. Do it for me. Donate some canned goods to the food bank and then tell me about it. Brag to me about it. I'll retweet it.
There we go.
I'll,
that we can get
yeah.
behind.
Yeah, we can get behind that. Alrighty, you guys, that'll do it for this episode of Ask a Clean Person the podcast. And thank you.
Thank you for having me, Jolie. Okay. This was so much fun.
So
Tim,
fun.
It was so nice talking with you.
And Tim.
Hey.
Thanks for letting me pick on you,
oh,
buddy.
Of course.
if you guys like what you heard today, please consider becoming a patron by going to patreon.com/askacleanperson and selecting one of the amazing rewards I'm offering to my listeners. I would also love it if you would subscribe on Acast, Spotify, or iTunes. Leave a rating. Smash that 5-star rating button. Go subscribe a friend. You know you want to. Listen, every one of you has a friend with a tote bag problem.
It's like, great, tie it all together. This is beautiful. I love this hustle.
Forcibly subscribe that person to Ask a Clean Person the podcast. Consent is out the window on this show.
Oh.
I know this is a problematic episode. they all are. So do that. And of course, thanks to you, my listeners, for joining me for another episode of Ask a Clean Person, the podcast.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.